Royal Edge FM, episode 6. I'm your host, Crowns, and always with me is...
X Jamie X.
And I'm still Ronnie.
And we are on...
Planet Earth.
Not in...
Redwood City.
Redwood City.
At a bar. Drinking German beer.
So as most of you may know, Apple lost something really important this past week. And we now have definitive proof that...
The legendary
iPhone
elusive
is getting the best fucking cosmetic makeover ever. And a fucking front-facing camera.
Yeah.
Praise the gods. Oh my god, I'm so hyped on this.
Chat camera.
So what do we know about this phone, guys? It's got a full front-facing camera now.
It's using micro SD now.
A micro SD, like the micro SIM, right?
Yeah.
And the two iPad. Separate volume buttons.
Yeah. Everything's all metallic and shit, and it's super flat, it's not curvy.
Yeah, it's squared.
Higher resolution.
Flash on the camera.
That's very important. This is it, guys. This is the fucking, yeah. This is the way the iPhone should have been released.
Any phone that you have is garbage.
Garbage now. And how did this happen? Some fool lost it.
He lost it, it was a drunken night.
Powell. Yeah, Powell from Apple. He's probably fired by now, but...
Hell no, he's not fired.
He's definitely like the male guy.
He got a raise, dude.
Are you kidding
this
me?
This is a publicity stunt.
This is a publicity stunt.
Definitely.
They just don't lose shit like this.
Yeah, because at their press conference they had revealing, 4.0 OS, everybody was expecting the new phone to be revealed, but...
You're saying this is secret guerrilla marketing right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, I'll accept that. Gizmodo has it. Obviously, they probably bought it off the dude that found it. But they're hyped. They got the exclusive on this.
Yeah.
You
should go check it out. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Check out Gizmodo. Check out the screens. We'll put a link and something. We'll definitely start doing some show notes for you guys. Coachella just passed. Hell, fucking yeah.
Yeah, I just definitely scratched off a big item off my list of things to do before I die.
Who were you super hyped to see?
Muse, definitely. I was really excited to see Coheed and Cambria for the first time, but Muse just like took the night away. That, like, I don't know, that's a life achievement. I definitely got like 1,000 achievement points for my life for that.
Definitely, I enjoyed Muse definitely. I think my boys Coheed and Cambria did a freaking awesome job too. Glad my friends got to see them. And then the fucking marching band, dude, fucking...
Oh, USC.
Dude, they came out, fucking Welcome Home. That was too epic. Video on YouTube, my personal account, Crowns TV, go check it out. Jamie, who are you hyped on?
Who was I hyped on? Are you kidding me? Vampire Weekend.
Vampire Weekend?
Duh. Best performance all weekend.
Alrighty. Anything else about Coachella, guys, before...
Oh, hell yeah. PlayStation held it down. Dual tents, yeah, dude.
Dual Mod Nation Razors. Microsoft was a big letdown.
Yeah, Microsoft came out. They were saying, oh, we're going to have a tent. Sounded cool. They ended up busting out with the fucking Kin tent, which was super shitty.
Yeah, they had a bunch of computers and laptops and a station to charge your phone. Nothing cool.
Yeah, but no. Sony had, what, two tents? They had a headquarters?
And they were giving out shit.
They're giving away PS3s, bloggies, VIP passes.
Yeah. Yep. So Sony, big ups to Sony. And, I mean, that's coming from a guy who's friggin' constantly downing Sony whenever I can. But big ups to Sony this weekend. They fucking held it down super hard. Yeah, that was awesome. Last minute, we still want to go on Coachella. Any of you guys want to say anything in particular?
Not really. That was about it for Coachella.
Yeah, I'm done with Coachella.
Yeah. Coachella's awesome.
Oh, wait. Actually, both of you guys bought vinyls, right? And you guys, Jamie's stuck on this whole new vinyl obsession.
You're the Black Rainbow, Guns of Summer, for Coheed and Cambria. I got a bunch of those.
Yeah, I picked up the Owl City 7-inch and the She and Him 7-inch.
Yeah. Starting new vinyl collections. Yeah. Jamie, you?
Yep, I'm getting more than just the core.
Yeah, Jamie's definitely... He's already talking about these limited edition, brand new vinyls and stuff that he's interested in.
It's awesome. It's awesome just having that, that physical, as opposed to a CD. It's pretty cool. Well, last 10 seconds, guys. This is a pretty good show. Apple and fucking Coachella.
Yeah, I don't know. Follow me on Twitter, bitch.
Hit me up. I'm still single.